producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Starting up this particular program with Dr. Postma. Doc is a regular contributor on our show. He is an absolute genius technician, and we were, you know, looking for a subject to open the show with, and Doc said, you know, let's talk about the changing of the guard. And I said, what do you mean changing of the guard? And he's saying, you know, from a technical standpoint, it looks like you're going to see some major market reversals here in the relatively near future. Dr. Postma, your answer.
Well, Al, I wouldn't say in the near future, but what I'm seeing is some very interesting things. And even on the monthly charts, which are the most important to me, is first of all, you're starting to see what appears to be a correction in the conventional markets, which we've been, of course, talking about. And then the question comes into play, is this just a short-term correction, or is this the possibility of a big picture of a bear market that's starting to set in the conventional market? So you have that. And then you have the bond market, which is struggling to go higher currently. That has not reached new highs. So you have a picture of the bond market that is struggling right now as well. Then we look at commodities and precious metals, which we've been watching with horror as they've dropped for the last 4 years. And they're getting close to seeking their bottom. And I think we're within the next year of seeing that. And I've mentioned many times that expect the transition years significantly to be 2016. But what's really interesting, too, when you look at these various markets is another one that I watch. But one that I really find fascinating right now is what is called the industrial gold ratio. We moved down from about 44 to 1 back in 1999. The industrial gold ratio, we moved down to an area of about 6. And then back in about 2013, we started to correct back up. And we moved up since 2013. And that, of course, is due to the strength of the stock market along with the drop in gold. But we only moved so far up to about an area of 16. That was the top again for it. And now it looks like the industrial gold charts could be topping out on the also. And so along with the stock market doing that and the fact that gold looks like it's seeking its bottom, that's a very interesting thing to watch. And you're seeing for the first time some changes in the industrial gold charting, which is fascinating to me, just like we saw in July when we talked about how it looked like the conventional markets were topping and that August could be a really tough month. And then it proved to be because there was a subtle change on the monthly chart for the conventional markets where I mentioned that back then and said, watch out for August because that could be the first crack in the conventional markets.
In August, there was a potential crack in the conventional markets. There's no question about that. I guess the question that I have right now is, as we're recording this, and we're recording this before Mrs. Yellen's speech tonight in Massachusetts, but as we're recording this, you know, basically pundits like the folks at CNBC and others are saying, well, the reason we had a market meltdown today at the very beginning is the fact that people were very concerned about what Mrs. Yellen was going to say. You know, they're very concerned about an increase in the interest rates. I got to tell you, Doctor, I am very, very convinced that within the scope of what those interest rate increases could be, I don't think people have a darn thing to worry about in that area, because they are not going to raise rates 3% or even 2.5%. You know, you might see a token raise just to kind of fly the flag of everything is okay with the good old U.S. of A economy. You know, a token rate increase of 0.5 point, 0.75 point, or a point or something. Yeah, that's going to make a difference on the, you know, accounting statements of the companies that make up the conventional market indices, but it's not going to make a hell of a lot of difference.
Alan, and the thing is, before they get another chance to raise, and she's not going to say anything different tonight, I'll tell you right now, but before they get another chance to raise, if the conventional markets continue to seek lower lows, there is no way they're going to raise rates.
Because
a lot of what they're looking at now are the markets. And they won't say that, but the paramount thing for them is not to devastate the conventional markets.
Sure.
Yep. And so, you know, if we continue to seek lower lows in the conventional markets, you're not going to see anything happen in December and then or early 2016, and then you're not going to see anything before the elections, because they don't like to act before the elections, because then it looks political at that point in time. So we probably won't even have a chance of a rate raise until 2017, and unless this market reverses and takes off again. But the more we're down here, the less likely, the more time we spend down here, the less likely that's going to happen.
Well, we had a bit of a miraculous comeback on Thursday, Doc, in the sense that we were down upwards of 250 points and we only closed down 70-some-odd points. So I would call that a rather significant cut, a rather significant rebound, for lack of better terms. At the same time, you know, we saw what happened to the gold market on Thursday. Is it really dumbfounded a lot of people. Now, regarding gold, though, in a daily editorial we did last week, you still don't think that Tuesday really was an indication of a sustained breakout, do you?
Not at all. And I know people are going to get all excited again. But I have seen nothing on my technicals to change my mind on that. Now, it could happen. You know, weirder things have happened where, you know, technicals that you watch are sometimes broken, but I look at two types of technicals, and they're both telling me the same thing, that the odds of gold taking off here massively is not there yet, and so I'll be surprised if it happens. And I think the gold stocks are telling you that as well, or the precious metal stocks, because they would have fronted this move in gold, and they didn't. Plus, the when gold actually went up yesterday, some of the stocks dropped. So the stocks are telling you right now that they're not impressed with this rally.
Well, I got to tell you, though, I'm sticking to my guns, and I think you and I disagree with this a little bit. I'm still keeping a large portion of our portfolio in the conventional markets, because the conventional markets may very well crater, but, you know, they've cratered in the past, and they always seem to come back to normals. I know you're right now a big proponent of keep your capital in cash. Is that right?
Yeah, most of my dollars right now are maybe 75 to 80% are in cash. There is no way I'm going to get into this conventional market. I have one large stock holding in the conventional market, and that's a company with a big dividend, and I mentioned that before on your site. And that's treating me very well, and I will stay with that. I did buy another dividend stock today a little bit, and based on the technicals, if it keeps moving up, I'll add to that position. But other than that, high dividend paying stocks, I'm staying in cash, because I'm waiting for the bottom of this precious metal and commodity market. And then that's at a point where I'll deploy more cash into the market.
Okay, there you have it from Dr. Richard Postma. I got to tell you, this guy, we are very fortunate that once he retired, that he became an absolute fanatic about studying technicals and studying the markets. History has proven that he's been right, at least as long as he's been on our show, and history has proven that he's been right. absolutely when you look at the results of his particular portfolio. Going to be right back with Valentin Schmidt, the business editor of the Epic Times.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get. Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com. This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingdollar.com. Again, that's disappearingdollar.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Chatting right now with Valentine Schmidt. Valentine is the editor of the Epoch Times. Very appropriate person to be talking with this week, given the fact that Mr. Xi Jinping from China is over here making a big splash in the United States. He landed in Seattle, I guess it was a couple of nights ago, was hosted for dinner by Bill Gates and his wife, if I'm not mistaken, and just a whole lot of people, a whole lot of handshaking, a whole lot of warm and fuzzy stuff going on in the Seattle area with this gentleman. Having said that, you know, the economy of China really is on everybody's mind right now, given the fact that people are talking about the economy of China is in trouble, etc., etc., and look out, this could be the black swan that takes down the stock markets of the world. I'm not so sure about that, but let's hear it from an expert. What do you think about that, Valentin?
Yeah, first of all, very good pronunciation. Where did you learn Chinese? Xi Jinping,
you know,
indeed.
I have a friend from Bavaria, if I'm not mistaken, who told me how to pronounce this gentleman's name correctly so that I wouldn't offend anybody.
He must be very smart. I hope I'm not going to offend anybody. So let's tie the two topics in together. So just before the she touched ground here on Tuesday in Seattle, he answered some written questions by the Wall Street Journal and talked about the economy. So let's go through those talking points and see what he's saying actually makes sense. So he says, for example, the intervention in the stock market was necessary to, I quote, diffuse systemic risks, unquote, and is similar to what other governments in, quote, some mature foreign markets have done. I think that's fair to say that the intervention was definitely necessary to diffuse systemic risks. However, what he failed to mention was why the government blew up the stock market bubble in the first place to create the systemic risk. So, as you mentioned before, China being a really capitalist society of free markets, I mean, that was basically the they proved that they're not a free market, even much less free than what we have here in the West. So they are still intervening, spending up to $300 billion to keep the marketing to keep the market from dropping, and then they even started arresting people who wrote about the stock market, so journalists or who sold some stuff, hedge fund managers. I mean, these are even things we haven't seen here. So that's the proof that they're far from being market-based and certainly not free in any sense. She says also the current slowdown is just a temporary setback, and he always uses these poetic words and analogies and metaphors. So here I quote, any ship, however large, may occasionally get unstable sailing on the high sea, unquote. And here we go again. How are we going to solve the temporary setback? Quote, make good use of both the invisible hand and the visible hand, unquote. So obviously the hand in China is more visible than invisible, because we know where the direction and the pushes come. And they're certainly centrally controlled, especially if you look at all the credit policies, how the government pushes through or channels credit and capital through two different industries through the banking system, which is state-controlled. We definitely have a visible hand pretty much everywhere.
As most of our listeners are aware, I'm involved in a discussion group once a week with a bunch of gentlemen up here in Semiamu, and we have had a bit of an interest, more than just a bit of an interest, I guess I should say, in what's going on in China. And one of our discussion group members is Chinese, graduate of Columbia University in New York, and he made it very clear to us, as he goes back to China on a pretty regular basis, he made it very clear to us that what you have in China, regardless of what anybody says, he says, I'm here to tell you, it is a controlled capitalistic economy, very, very much controlled by the government. The concept of free enterprise is totally run by the government. Can you comment on that?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, she talks about the visible hand, and if you look at the basic structure, most factors of production are still in the hands of the state in terms of the state-owned enterprises, which also have a party official They need a party liaison officer in their executive ranks. So most of it is the banks are run by the state, the capital is allocated by the state. So yes, it's, I mean, there is a private sector, of course, which is actually responsible for most of the growth and most of the employment, but purely speaking in terms of GDP, it doesn't really amount to much. And they've been always talking about the reforms, and they want to reform, etc., etc., but it has been more talk than actual real results.
What do you think about his comment that was, I guess, addressed in the Wall Street Journal? I did not read that article, by the way. I read most of the journal. I just kind of skipped over that one. But what do you think about his comment that even a very large ship will run into turbulent waters at sea? I mean, are these turbulent waters that he admits is, you know, going on to an extent in China, what kind of impact overall do you think they're going to have on the Chinese economy?
Well, I mean, he says, okay, look, we are this large ship and we are out at sea, and of course the ride will be bumpy at times. Well, the funny thing is the ride hasn't been so bumpy for 20 years. It's only been uphill mm-hmm. for about 20, 30 years. And the problem is Nassim Taleb, the author who writes about risk, characterizes it very well. The problem is if you have large systems which haven't experienced even little crises along the way, if a crisis hits, it's going to be pretty nasty. And given the fact that China has a lot of systemic risk, pent-up systemic risk that has never been released, that the crisis or the trouble you have on the ocean now, they're going to be pretty bad, and they might as well sink the ship as we know it. And then they really are forced to reform and completely start over again.
But, you know, the million-dollar question, Valentin, is what are the odds of that happening? I mean, China has been controlled for an awful long period of time. What are the odds of sinking the ship and starting over again? What are the odds of that happening, man?
Well, I would say definitely higher than 50% if you look at the risk built in the system. The social, the economic risk, the financial markets risk, and they are more open now and less in control than you would think, which the management of the stock market and the currency have shown recently.
You know, I want to recommend a book to anybody who's really interested in the Chinese economy, and I think anybody who listens to the show is sophisticated enough that they would be interested in it, but the name of the book is called The New Age of Ambition. We did read that in our discussion group, and it was interesting, this gentleman's take, and he was not Asian, he was a Westerner who went over there and did a significant study, but his take on China was very, very interesting, specifically about the Chinese, the individualism that is starting to emerge over there. Now, the million-dollar question is, will that individualism get to be big enough that it's going to, you know, be above the 50% line, that the economy will change dramatically? Valentin, always a pleasure.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Third segment of the first hour of our show. We've got Axel Mert with us. You know, those of you who are active on our website are aware that we have a lot of technicians on the site, and we have an awful lot of fundamentalists on the site. The main fundamentalist on the site certainly is Big Al, in the sense that it's the only type of analysis that I particularly use. We were chatting off mic with Axel Merck of Merck Investments about the pros and cons of technical analysis, and he's got some interesting thoughts to share with you. Now, again, we're not necessarily endorsing anything anybody is saying. We just want you to be able to see the full picture. Axel, let's talk about technical analysis and your views on it.
Well, sure, and great to be on your show. I'll first tell you a few things that you probably don't even know, Al. When I was a student many years ago, I studied just about everything I could get my hands on in technical analysis. At the time, I studied computer science, artificial intelligence was in vogue, applied genetic algorithms, I applied neural networks, I applied chaos theory, just about anything to the stock market. And then over the years, I kind of realized that there are limitations of just looking at past data and where the fundamentals are important. And in fact, anybody who knows me nowadays knows me because of the fundamentals. Mentally, we work we do on analyzing central banks and whatnot. Now, in recent years, as we got more sophisticated, we have brought back some of the at least mathematical analysis and to round out much of the work that we do. And I guess that's the first point I'd like to make is that a lot of technical analysis that's in a bucket might not even be technical analysis. Ultimately, what I say is that technical analysis is like looking in the rearview mirror, and you're looking at the past, but you want to look in the rearview mirror when you overtake on the highway. And so there's some merit to it. And then importantly, as so many people do it, you want to pay attention to it. Now, in the context of today's markets, the one concern I have, a very big concern, is that the one technical work that's been working and profitable is momentum investing. And that's what we've seen in markets for years now. And the challenge with momentum investing is that it works until it doesn't. And the ending can be pretty bad.
Now, Axel, you kind of touched on this. I want to dive into this topic a little bit more, but it's this almost new way of trading, which is done through a lot of computers and algorithms. If anyone has also read the book on high frequency trading, that there are a lot of computers behind the scenes that do initiate a lot of trades right now. And that's why I think a lot of technical analysts like to say that it is valuable, because these computers do run on algorithms that some people, or actually a lot of people, do have some idea about what they are looking for.
And it comes to the point, what is exactly technical analysis? When I was a student, I mentioned I studied computer science. One of the things I nibbled with was with computer graphics. Well, I saw at the time that edge recognition on an image is the same. They use the same algorithms as technical analysis to recognize a change in trend. And so they didn't reinvent the wheel for finance, and they just borrowed some algorithms from computer graphics. Now, that might be technical analysis, but when you talk about high-frequency trading, it can mean a whole host of things. One of the things we do, for example, is we spend a lot of time studying correlations, how asset classes are correlated, how they're morphing. Then we try to back it up with fundamentals. Why is this the case, or what should be changing? Now, I would allege that that's not technical analysis. You're trying to assess and analyze the data and get the fundamental meaning out of that. And similarly, high-frequency traders, is it technical analysis to look for a keyword in a press release? No. I mean, that's just using computer to trade fast. It's difficult to throw everything into the same bucket. From my point of view, anything one does in the markets, no matter what you call it, I think should be based on sound fundamentals, meaning that whatever algorithm you throw at a computer, you've got to have the human component to think about, does this make sense? Just because a price is moving doesn't mean the price ought to be something the next moment. It has to be backed by something else. And the pure technician, I think, would scoff at that and say, no, the price is the only thing that's relevant. I have a problem with that.
If you look at fundamental analysis, I would maintain that the U.S. economy and consequently the U.S. stock market should not be nearly as strong as it is right now. Fundamental analysis just tells me that it's absolutely crazy, that it's a house of cards just getting ready to be blown over. Any comments on that?
Well, there again, it's kind of similar in fundamental and technical analysis. I can talk to five guys who tell me the market is undervalued. I talk to five other people who, based on supposing fundamentals, say the market is overvalued. And similarly, on the technical side, you'll find people disagree. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, of course, that's what makes a market. And on the previous program, I think I discussed how I think the market is overvalued. And the key thing I referred to was complacency. Now, is complacency a technical indicator of complacency being reflected in low volatility? I was referring to that prices are high and rising on the backdrop of low volatility. That was in early August. And volatility had to surge, and as such, the prices have to come down. Now, to me, that's an argument based on fundamentals. And in the argument, I didn't use PE ratios. I didn't use earnings and this and that. The one problem I sometimes have on the fundamental side is that anybody who has no clue what they're talking about is going to say that the market is going to go up 10%. In a bear market, the market is going to go down 10%. Usually that means somebody has no clue what they're talking about. And clearly, there's some longer-term fundamentals that one has to keep in mind. The challenge is, of course, that the prices there's a saying that prices can stay irrational longer than you can stay solvent. And so you want to combine it with something. I don't want to combine it with pure technicals. But yes, I do think that if somebody's convinced that prices should be different, there's an opportunity to buy or sell if one disagrees with the market.
Well, and Axel, the more we talk about fundamentals, I do bring up the fact that I think a new fundamental factor in the markets is what the central banks are doing, because especially with the Fed and its policy now of being in front of everybody and holding these press conferences, that they are moving the markets, and we do need to pay attention to what the Fed is doing.
I have to agree with what Corey just said, because it is truly, in my opinion, a brand new variable. Not brand new by today's standards, but certainly relatively new variable.
Well, unfortunately, I don't think it's all that new anymore, because we've had it since quite a few years now. But yes, what central bank action does, it actually distorts efficient capital allocation. And I think from a fundamental point of view, there's a lot to be said about it. One of the challenges, though, is that anybody who's been doing fundamental work and says this is where money should be allocated to is going to be proven wrong because of central banks. And then the technician says, oh, see, I told you so. No, it doesn't mean that. It just means that temporarily, maybe for an extended period, prices are deviating from fundamentals. If one takes that variable, if you call it such, of central banks into account, I actually think that there is a very good point from a fundamental point of view to assess central banks, because if there's one good thing to be said about our policymakers is that they're predictable. You kind of know where Yellen or previously Bernanke or Draghi or Kuroda, any of these guys, are up to, and so you can build that into a model. And in fact, at Mercure, that's a lot of what we do, is we try to put ourselves into the shoes of policymakers around the world and try to see how culturally they approach very related challenges very differently, and based on that, we can make an asset allocation. And so, yes, by all means, I would agree with you that it is a fundamental driver, but it also messes, of course, pricing up, and the technicians will tell you that they can see it all in the pricing. I'd like to listen, though, to the policymakers express their views.
What are your fundamentals telling you right now? Where should people be in the market right now to preserve capital?
Well, I think they should be out of the market unless they want to be short the market. I think that the glass is going to be half empty, that people are going to look at data and think, rather than in previous years where everything was rosy, everything is going to be perceived negatively. You just saw the automotive, the Volkswagen incident. Now everything is going to be negative coming out of that sector. Rather than it used to, when the banking scandal came on LIBOR, people still bought the banks. Whereas now people are selling those sectors. And similarly, anything that's coming out these days, because of this Fed trying to engineer an exit, I think that's the key driver behind it, the fundamental driver, we're going to see falling asset prices for quite some time.
Axel, it's always enjoyable chatting with you. I think that this was a great discussion. Always enjoy chatting with you. Thanks, Axel. Everybody, stick around. We're going to be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today. Day complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hey, welcome back. Here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition. Corey and I have a bit of a free-for-all going here in the sense that we have both Abby Gilbert and Dr. Richard Postma with us right now. They're going to share their views on what's going on in the gold market and the U.S. dollar market right now. Both of them feel that we are at a rather pivotal point right now. Abby, let's start with you.
Well, the last time Corey and I spoke, we were talking back and forth about I was looking for the 94 region on the dollar to potentially set up a very strong rally once we hit it. Now, we've hit it. We've got a very strong rally off it. And the question I'm where we've moved our stops off up on there up to the 90-50 region. As long as we maintain over 95.50 on the Dixie, this thing has the potential to run over 100. Now, what's even more significant about that, back in 2011, I was calling for a multi-year rally on the dollar. And at the time, the dollar started to rally alongside with the overall market. So if you look at the charts side by side, you'll see both have had some very nice long-term rallying going. I'm seeing, if the dollar continues up here, I'm seeing potential evidence that the dollar and the equity market, along with the and the equity market, may sever that relationship. I'm just starting to see glimmers of it. And if that's the case, then we could see the equities bottoming alongside with the commodities on a long-term basis, and both start rallying into 2016.
So, Avi, do you think that this rally can only start in 2016? Do you think that we need that sort of a time?
Oh, no. It could start much sooner. I think it could start as early as November.
All right, Doc, let's get your input in here. You said for a while that you thought gold would be in a slow trickle down when Gary Savage was saying that he expected a nice run in the metal. You said that you weren't expecting that. You still feel the same way?
Absolutely. Since 2014, the end of it, I began to talk about how you could expect that into 2015, and we've been doing that, and we're going to continue to do that. Gold, I know others are talking about a little rally here, but it's going to be muted, just like the last one was. And we're not going to go up any time fast here on gold. We will tend to trade sideways, maybe a little bit up, you know, that's fine. But the general trend is still a movement down into November and December, where you're going to get your next low, whatever that low is going to be, and we could go down to 1050. I don't expect to see 1,000. But there's all I can say is right now, gold is not going to take off. And I know there are the drums beating. There are people beating those drums again. But based on what I look at, it's not going to happen yet. But December could be a real nice time to be buying the precious metal stocks and some of the metal if people want to. But then we'll see what 2016 brings us. I might add on the dollar, I posted on Al's site yesterday and on your site, Corey, the fact that the euro is looking really problematic right now. So people better be careful if they're short the dollar here, because the euro is 57% of the trade weighted dollar. And so that's not looking very strong right now. So the dollar could get a bid here for a little while.
I got to tell you, Avi, and I want to pose this question to you, or just kind of open up this area of discussion with you here. The reason I think Doc is absolutely correct regarding the euro is, you know, as Peggy Noonan said, the defining event of the 21st century very possibly could be what's going on right now with the immigration in Europe. I think that immigration could absolutely kill the economies over there, and consequently, you know, the next shoe to drop would obviously be the value of the euro. Do you think I'm right or wrong on that one?
What the fundamental reasons are, I really can't opine to. I can tell you that I foresee the dollar going higher. So what the fundamental reasons are as to, you know, what the dollar and the euro are going to do, I can't opine to. I can tell you that it does look like the euro will be going lower and the dollar will be going higher over the longer term.
Well, and taking this whole immigration issue aside, we do need to look at the growth that's been happening in Europe, or I guess the lack of growth. We all know what Greece has been going through. We hear these stories about Spain, potentially even Italy going down the same road. But everybody would used to look at Germany and say Germany is kind of the little engine that could, actually the big engine that could, and keep on driving Europe. But their growth has sunk to about 1%, and that's just not good enough. Doc, have you taken into account these considerations when looking at the euro?
I really don't, because, you know, when you talk about the immigration being an issue eventually for the euro, you're talking out months to years. I mean, that doesn't have anything to do with the current situation of the euro. And so, like Avi, I don't look at fundamentals much. It's nice to read about them, you know, and say, okay, they kind of support what I'm looking at on a chart or an asset chart. But, yeah, I don't consider much of that, because I just look at the technicals. And the technicals right now are telling me that in the euro, what is interesting is on the weekly charts, and I believe it's the weekly charts. No, it's on the monthly charts. It's showing an ascending bearish wedge, whereas on the dollar, it's showing a descending bullish wedge. So they're exactly the opposite. And right now, once again, people better be very careful about the dollar, because it looks like the odds are that the dollar is going to move up in strength again. Now, how high it goes, I can't tell you that, but I would not put my bets on the dollar right now.
Well, gentlemen, I got to tell you, just to bring one thing into play here. Now, I know you guys are both phenomenal technicians, and I know I'm probably the worst technician involved in this conversation. But having said that, you know, wait until the amount of immigrants in Europe from the Middle East get upwards of 1 million to 2 million to 3 million, then the perception is very, very definitely, and the perception is, in my opinion, a very strong fundamental, then the perception is very definitely going to be rightly or wrongly, and I'd have to say probably wrongly, the European economy is basically going into the toilet. Once we get to the point where we have well over a million immigrants from the Middle East taking residence there. Comments?
Al, yes. And the problem with this is, too, you look at a country like Greece, and they can't afford the people they have right now, let alone immigrants. And then you take the Baltic states, who want nothing to do with these people, and they're probably thinking, right? Because every one of those sovereigns have debt issues. And bringing in people isn't going to make a difference as far as increasing their GDP, because these people are without skills. And there are already citizens of those countries that can't get jobs. Then you load them up with more, and it's true in this country as well. This isn't like your usual supply-demand situations of past years, because back then you could amalgamate those immigrants into your society because you had healthy economies. There are no longer healthy economies. So what it's going to boil down to is more of a welfare state again, and how do you support these people? So it is a real problem for them.
Avi, I want to bring you back in here. We only have about a minute and a half left, but all this talk that I kind of construe as negative about really everywhere around the world and a potential gold price dropping down near 1,000, is this just overall deflation in the commodities, and we really shouldn't expect any of the commodities to do well?
Well, you know, people throw around the term deflation, and deflation is a very specific definition under our economic theory. And under our economic theory, it basically states that, you know, the result of deflation is that all asset prices across the board, you know, you'll see them all dropping. That's not the definition, that's the result. Now, so the question comes to mind, do we have all asset prices for the last several years dropping, while at the same time you normally see the home currency rising? Well, we've seen the home currency rising the last 4 years, but can we really say that all asset prices have been dropping to the same degree? I don't think so. So either we have to modify our economic theories, which is what I really believe, or we just don't have the traditional definition of what people view as deflation.
Hey guys, great conversation. I got to tell you, very, very effective way to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around right after the break. At the top of the hour, we're going to be right back.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corwin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet sleeves or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.